Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A jury in Michigan has found James Crumbley guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter, stemming from the shooting his son carried out at Oxford High School in 2021. As Alex McLennan of member station WDET reports, the jurors stayed late into the evening to arrive at a verdict.
The defense argued that James Crumbley couldn't have foreseen his son's actions. The prosecution claimed he could have prevented the act, but was grossly negligent by ignoring his son's mental health and buying him the gun used in the shooting. After deliberating for more than a day, the jury agreed with the prosecution.
Count one, involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin. Guilty of involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin.
The four-person read guilty on all remaining counts. James Crumbley's wife, Jennifer, was found guilty on identical charges last month. The couple will both be sentenced in April. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
After touring a Minnesota Planned Parenthood clinic that provides an array of health care services, including abortion, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke passionately to reporters about the importance of leaving reproductive health care decisions to women and not doctors and doctors and not politicians. Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
St. Paul-based Planned Parenthood North Central States operates 28 clinics in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. Harris said she was there to use her position to hold up Minnesota as a state that's stepping up to help provide an array of health care services that are effectively inaccessible in neighboring states.
That is the kind of work that happens here. In addition, of course, to abortion care. So to have laws in states that have caused clinics like this to shut down so that women have no access within any reasonable distance of where they live.
Harris also held a campaign rally in Minnesota focusing on reproductive rights. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zedeklik in St. Paul.
President Biden is coming out against the proposed sale of U.S. steel to a Japanese company. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, the news comes the same day the president is campaigning in the key swing state of Michigan.
In a statement announcing his opposition to the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, Biden said, quote, U.S. steel has been an iconic American steel company for more than a century, and it is vital for it to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated. The president added that when he told American steelworkers he had their backs, he meant it. The proposed takeover has been controversial from the moment it was announced in December, with opposition coming from the United Steelworkers Union, among others. Former President Donald Trump has said he would block the deal if he were elected. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 137 points. This is NPR. A new report by the American Library Association shows efforts to restrict books are continuing to accelerate. As NPR's Tovia Keith reports, the number of book titles challenged in 2023 hit the highest level ever recorded by the ALA.
Overall, the ALA says library book challenges rose by 65% last year. Most dramatic was the 93% surge in public libraries compared to 11% in school libraries. The ALA says challenges are increasingly driven by national activists targeting even hundreds of books at a time. Nearly half the books have to do with race, racism, or LGBTQ themes, and ALA President Emily Drabinsky says removing even one can be harmful.
And those of us who find ourselves and explore who we are through books and through reading, that limits who we can be. And I think that that human element sometimes gets lost in the data.
The ALA report does not say how many challenged books were ultimately removed. Some research suggests that most remain on the shelves. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
After an extended period of time and lots of back and forth over environmental concerns, America's first commercial-scale offshore wind farm is up and running. Danish wind energy developer Ørsted and the utility Eversource beginning energy generation at a 12-turbine site off the coast of Long Island near Montauk. New York Governor Kathy Hochul joined those announcing today that the turbines are delivering clean power to the local electricity grid. Experts have pointed to wind power as important to the nation's energy needs. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up 1.9%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.